You're listening to 91.9 KVCR and KVCRnews.org. I'm Isel Quapio with Expressions of Art. The San Bernardino Arts Fest features over 100 artists, bands, and performing artists. The event is free and filled with music, food, art, and kids' activities. The 2018 San Bernardino Arts Fest features both student and community artists from across San Bernardino and Riverside counties. While artists have their work on display, people can also enjoy a variety of music performances, which includes jazz bands, rock bands, a string quartet, and more. Stephanie Sanchez is the San Bernardino Arts Fest event coordinator and tells us why Arts Fest is great for the community.
Our goal with Arts Fest is to bring out local community artists. So whether it's from the school district, from the surrounding areas, it's just one place for all kinds of artists to get together, showcase their artwork so that everybody in the community can see what they're doing.
She shares with us that a collective effort is at the heart of the event's success.
Our big players are both of the consulates, the Mexican consulate and the Guatemalan consulate. Valley College plays a huge part. The school district, Brian Wing is operating our band stage. He provides all the sound for it. So Parks and Rec has their kids corner. The 66ers Stadium has been amazing and very accommodating for our events. So it's one big group effort with everybody working together on it.
The San Bernardino Arts Fest showcases community artists from across a number of art mediums. We come across one artist who is actually wearing her art. She goes by the name of Marble Flesh and is a makeup artist. Her face is shaded and contoured, resembling a creature of the fantasy realm. She is wearing horns embellished with pearls and a flower crown of soft pink roses, a figure that's both literally and figuratively one with the trees.
I feel like people don't really see makeup as an art other than on social media. So this is like different for an art event to have makeup artists come through because you don't really see many makeup artists at an art event.
We spoke to another artist who paints on silk. Antoinette Hansen tells us why she likes to work on such a challenging medium.
Everything else I kind of, you know, excelled at. And so with silk, it's so challenging that it's kept my attention. A friend of mine in Lake Tahoe, she lives in South Lake Tahoe, invited me to do a class with her. And that was it. That was 11 years ago. And I just thought I'd participate and see who I can meet. And, you know, it's just always fun to associate with other artists.
And let's not forget about mixed media art, which combines a variety of media in a single artwork. That's Brandon Marroquin's specialty.
I have some mixed media stuff here. It's a mixture of pastels, digital, charcoal, all the way to acrylic and spray paint. I also have some shirts that I screen printed myself.
He shares with us why Arts Fest means so much to artists in the community.
I feel like events like this, where they're put on for the community, by the community, are really important. They should be in more places, especially in smaller, struggling cities. But, you know, this is a great start. I haven't heard of this until this year, so I'm happy to be here.
The San Bernardino Arts Fest is a great opportunity for local artists to showcase their work, but it's also a neat reminder that you don't have to travel far to enjoy art and music in the Inland Empire. With KVCR's Expressions of Art, I'm Isel Quapio.
Expressions of Art on 91.9 KVCR is supported in part by the City of San Bernardino Fine Arts Commission and the California Arts Council, a state agency. Learn more at www.arts.ca.gov.